From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. On this World Refugee Day, a new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency says global forced displacement last year reached record-breaking levels. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Last year, 65.3 million people were forcibly displaced, an increase of nearly 5 million over the previous year. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says more people now are being displaced by war and persecution.
24 people displaced every minute. 90% are displaced in poor or middle-income countries.
The report finds three countries, Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia, produce half of the world's 21 million refugees. 50% of all refugees are children, many of whom become separated from their families while fleeing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And to one of the countries in that report, separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack in Kabul killed 14 and wounded another 8. Those killed were Nepalese security guards who were part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy. Ayaz Ghul reports for VOA from the region.
Deaths were of the Nepalese security guards who were traveling on the bus, and there are also five of them wounded. So it was quite a devastating attack in terms of the casualties that people or nationals from Nepal had suffered in Afghanistan.
The attack when a suicide bomber approached a minibus and set off explosives. Hours later, another attack, a roadside bomb planted by insurgents, wounding a provincial council member and two of his bodyguards critically. This is VOA News. An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days, placing a strain on aid agencies. Carl Schimbri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses. But we're running out of stocks. We're running out of funding. I myself have just been to the camps. And I've seen some of the most vulnerable people, people with disabilities, pregnant women, children, out there in the scorching heat.
The NRC is one of several agencies trying to help those displaced. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared an Iraqi victory in Fallujah, but Iraqi fighters still face snipers and bombs as they try to eliminate all IS militants who've held the city for more than 2 years. The number of people who have managed to leave Fallujah since the month-long offensive began has topped 80,000, and it's believed some of those refugees are Islamic State wives and children. Intelligence officials in Iran say they have broken up the biggest terrorist plot ever to be conceived against Tehran and other areas of the country, according to Iran's state news agency, IRNA. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced it had thwarted plans by a Takfiri, or terrorist group, to launch a series of bombings over the next few days. The attack was planned to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, according to the National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani, who said several suspects had been arrested along with bombs and an amount of explosives taken into custody. The term Takfiri refers to Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. Campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or move out of the European Union resumed Sunday after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling shows it's a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's vote. Michael Gove, who is a conservative British politician, has broken ranks with Prime Minister David Cameron and is urging people to vote leave to better handle challenges facing the country.
My view is that those challenges will be easier to meet, those risks will be less if we vote to leave, because we will have control of the economic levers. We'll have control over money that we currently send to the European Union. We'll have control over our own laws. And as a result, we'll be able to deal with whatever the world throws at us.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation caused by leaving the EU after 43 years. And over the weekend, professional basketball in the United States, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors late Sunday by a score of 93-89 to bring home the NBA championship, first time since 1964. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.